views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is part two. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Oh, man, I feel so good. I feel so good. What great conversations. For those of you that listened to the past hour, yeah, this is part two. What I love is I get to talk to some cool people, and I get to learn. I'm learning, 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 learning. That's what I love to do. I love being a – someone said to me, you're a radio artist. I said, I'm a radio student, and I like being a student. Because when I get done with what I do live on air, my job is to take what I've learned and what I've heard and do the best that I possibly can to implement that in my life every day. And so I get to have a conversation with Dr. Friedman Schaub right now. And, you know, he is someone that has been a regular on the show. And he has been amazing at the people that he has helped worldwide. For those of you out there, you know about him. You know about his book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. You have taken him up on his offer to do a free consultation by giving a call, and I'm going to make sure you have that number. But he is also the founder of Cellular Wisdom, best-selling author, award-winning author, fabulous, fabulous Cellular Wisdom Breakthrough Program. And, you know, he has been able to help people move beyond whatever they are stuck in. So that's why this conversation for today is a continuation. That's why I love what we're talking about today. Because if you're feeling stuck and powerless, if you feel like you cannot move on, if you feel like you're in a conversation with yourself that is limiting, and you cannot see the power in the invisibility of the life force energy that is you, then you're going to want to listen to this show as well. So this is part of the Empowered Self series for Dr. Friedman Schaub of Cellular Wisdom, but also of Empowerment Radio. And we're talking about part four, why everyone can be empowered. Everyone. So he doesn't say, oh, I think, okay, these people that just listen to me. Oh, no, he's not saying that. He's saying everyone. Why everyone? Why everyone can be empowered? Dr. Friedman Schaub joining us here today. We're going to be talking about this, and we're going to be talking about what are the things that get in the way, what are the things that you should know, and what does empowerment really, really, really mean? And it's individual, isn't it? Dr. Friedman Schaub joining us here today. Dr. Schaub, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm always looking forward to this hour that I have with you. So, yeah, thank you for having another one.
Well, this is the Empowered Self series, and this is part four, why everyone can be empowered. And let's start with that. I mean, you know, how do we come to believe that we're not on circumstances, that, you know, that life and creating a purpose and a power and a wisdom in life is really up to us? You know, there's an expression, if you play sports, the ball is in your court. Now, I never understood what that means. Is that like a basketball thing? The ball is in your court?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No, you'd be correct. Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that has some really significance in basketball.
That could be in anyone's court, really, the king's court.
But if you hear it, you get it. It's like, oh, I got the ball.
Totally.
I got the ball. But we don't believe we have the ball all the time, Dr. Friedman, do we?
Well, I totally agree. And, you know, I felt that this is a good time. You know, we are that now it's step four or the fourth part of the Empowered Self series to really also get clear about that this is not just for a few chosen one to be empowered, that we all can be empowered. And you were asking, what does it mean to be empowered? And we previously talked about different ways to define empowerment. But I think one of the ways that I like to see empowerment is also to be able to shift out of survival mode. And I think most of us are living in survival mode. And that survival mode has been going on for a long, long time. This is not just something when you got your first job or got your first mortgage. This is something that usually is an imprint from way, way back when you were little. And shifting out of that survival mode and actually entering into a mode of fulfillment, of creation, of really being in a place of empowerment, that's ultimately what this is all about.
I wanted to talk with you about how we begin to create these very, very limiting ideas. And I say they're ideas because, you know, we were just talking on the past show about the fact that we start with a thought, and or it could even be an idea. And then we start with the thought. Then we start ruminating about the thought, and we say it over and over and over and over, over again. And then the thought becomes a belief. So the thought might be today for us, if we were to just take any thought. It could be about anything. Let's take something that many of us go through, right? I got a new boss. Ugh. Ugh. I got a new boss. Ugh. It's going to be awful. We know how new bosses are. They're going to come in here, they're going to change everything, they're going to make things. That's just one thing, right?
Right, right.
But we do this all the time. You know, if you own your own business, you know, you sit there and you think, oh my gosh, one of my employees is leaving, what am I going to do now? And if one of your employees is your sales employee, then how do you prevent the consciousness of scarcity from affecting everyone? I mean, these are things that start to catapult and build up. But what if we were to have a different idea about some of these?
Well, and all of those things make you disempowered.
No
because
kidding.
At that moment, you feel that the external circumstance is bigger than you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is where, no matter if it's about your boss or if it's about, you know, maybe you got a bill that's unexpected or, you know, anything that you feel is out of your control. In the end, we are falling back into behavioral patterns that we have adopted usually very early in our life. And that's the survival mode. You know, let's say, for example, you get a new boss and you say, oh, this is going to be difficult. Oh, I heard he's a really, really difficult person to be with. And so you are picking usually out of about 12 different roles you can play one that says, okay, that's how I'm going to survive. This is how I'm going to deal with this circumstance. And unusually, these roles we are playing are roles that are destined, especially when they are in a very imbalanced way, destined for us to be powerless. And so these can be the role of being the invisible one, that can be the role of the pleasing one, that can be the role of being the chameleon and just trying to blend in, or to be the overachiever and try to prove to the boss how great you are. You can become that one that is complaining all the time, or you can be the one who is just rebelling and saying, I'm not doing what I'm told to do. I mean, there are all these different kind of roles that we personally probably have all more or less experienced. But there are a few that we fall back into when those circumstances happen, and those roles drain our power and limit our perspective on ourselves and the opportunities that are ahead of us.
Yeah, I think you're psychic.
To be able to...
I think you're psychic. I think you're psychic. Moon walks in this morning into the office and hands me an envelope. I open up the envelope, and it's a bill. And it's, no, I'm serious. This is it. So maybe you can help me when we come back from break. So I get this bill and I open it up and I see it's from Overlake Hospital, right? And I think Overlake Hospital. I haven't been to Overlake Hospital since 2012. So I open up the bill, and it's a bill from 2012. And I thought to
They found you finally.
They found me finally. Thank you. But I thought to myself, wait a minute. You know, it took me a minute to realize, okay, this has got to be a mistake. I paid this bill. But here we are. What? It's like 2012. It's 2014. How many years is that? That's like 2 years, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And now I got the bill. But in that moment, right, I have to decide what my thinking is going to be. So let's hold that thought for when we come back from break. But, you know, it's funny you brought that up. Oh, you get an unexpected bill. Yeah, of course he brings that up. But let's stay with that, because life is full of unexpected events, things, and these thoughts that we have. You know, we get an alert from our bank account, and our bank account gives us an alert. An alert says something about our balance. Or maybe you go to use your debit card. This happened to me, too. You go to use your debit card, and the debit card doesn't work. So what's the first thought you have? Debit card doesn't work. What is the first thought you have? Hold that thought. We'll come right back. Dr. Friedemann Chow, we're talking about, you know, everyone can be empowered. For those of you that have questions for Dr. Friedemann, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
It's late in the evening. Lost on the side, I've been sad with you for most of the night. Ignoring everybody.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
I don't wanna know if you're getting ahead of the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more about us, go to thedrpatshow.com. For more about Dr. Friedman Chow, you can go to the Fear and Anxiety Solution, or you can go to cellularwisdom.com or the Fear and Anxiety Solution.com. If you would like to call him for a free telephone consultation, you can certainly do that at 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. He works with people all over the world. This is part of Empowerment Radio with Dr. Friedman Chow, but this is also the Empowered Self series. This is part four, why everyone can be empowered. And, you know, we are talking about, you know, whether we can believe we can become empowered or not, but also there are principles of empowerment that we can choose to live by. And, you know, it's funny you brought up the unexpected bill, because I did get one of those today. The bill is 2 years old from, you know, my car accident, 2 years old. And it was, you know, a secondary injury from the car accident. My back went out. And and honestly, you asked me how I responded to it. I got the bill and I thought, oh, my God, this got to be a mistake. I'll just call them when I get back. So you got to be asking me, how am I going to respond if it's not a mistake?
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to pay it. But how am I going to respond emotionally, I think, is the question, isn't it?
Well, you know, and that's exactly one of those situations where life happens and you have a choice. You know, and that choice is certainly very much determined by your awareness of what is my knee-jerk reflex, what is my usual pattern that I would fall into. And I'm sure some people would feel victimized. That would be a sense of, you know, injustice. How dare they? How could they? Other people would feel like, oh, my God, I did something wrong. So these are more the perfectionists that didn't allow themselves to make mistakes. You know, and then there are other people that just want to basically disappear and feel like, oh, my God, this is, again, another thing. It's so overwhelming. I don't know what to do with this. And so they rather hide out under the blanket. And none of those patterns are necessarily wrong, because these are patterns that we learn somehow early in our lives to make it through, to survive with. But usually these patterns are outdated. You know, it's a little bit the analogy of doing a tour, you know, through the country, like a road trip with a map from 1965. You really get lost in it. And if we are continuing with these old patterns, these subconscious patterns, cruising through life with exactly the same things that we have been doing for a long time, eventually we will get lost, and eventually we will feel more and more disempowered. And that's why we could even change the title of the show to why, you know, self-empowerment is not even something we should wonder, can I do it or not? It's actually something that's inevitable. You have to think about, if you want to have a fulfilling life, how can I respond to life in a more empowered way, just like when you get an unexpected bill.
Exactly. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, we were talking about this the other day. We have an online subscription to a company, an online company that, you know, we get video stuff from. So we were talking the other day and we said, oh, we have to cancel that prescription, that subscription, right? Prescription, subscription. And so I go on my bank account this morning and lo and behold, okay, we didn't cancel it. And so how do you respond to that? Well, I could go one or two ways. I could say, oh, we should call them and try to go back and get a refund. Or I could say, maybe we're meant to have this subscription one more month. You know, maybe the laws of the universe want us to have that prescription, that I keep calling it prescription, have that subscription to this online free download pictures, 25 pictures a day. Maybe we're meant to have that another month. But, you know, it's all in our response, though, isn't it?
Well, and it's all about also this moment of choice. You know, the subconscious mind, which basically is at the core of it all, is really running those patterns. You know, these automatic patterns is not something we consciously even contemplate or choose. They just happen automatically. So, you know, if you're a person who is angry easily that, you know, certain things don't go your way, you probably gonna blow a fuse when you find out, oh, this subscription hasn't been canceled, because that's your automatic default response. And, you know, you may be either angry at yourself, or you may be angry at your assistant or whoever is there to blame. And you don't even notice that through your anger, you are, again, disempowering yourself, because you are wasting this time and energy on something that really is not even necessary to think about very long. So there is a moment of choice. There is this crossroad in that you find yourself, and you can say, well, my conscious mind, this you know, maybe more adult mind of mine, can actually now make that decision. Do I want to go this old way that I know exactly where it leads to? I going to just, you know, have to swallow some Tums and end up with a headache? Or I can go the new way, the right way, that gives me a greater sense of I'm in charge of the situation. I can actually feel good about it. I can see the positive thing that maybe the universe or life brings me in this moment. That moment of choice is an extremely empowering place to be at, and it doesn't really take a lot for us to find ourselves at that moment. And, you know, it can be when you are in traffic and you get passed by someone, and you would love to go into road rage or love to go into the poor me state. That's a moment of choice to really decide, how do I want to respond? Or, you know, when you go to work and once again you find a big pile of to-do things on your desk that you didn't expect, that's a moment of choice that you can also say, how do I going to respond to this? And I think this is one of the first steps that will change everything when you're aware of that choice moment.
Well, and then be aware of it, and then being aware of it really leads to the next part of this. Is once we get a level of awareness about something, then the question mark becomes, what do we do with it? You know, what do we do with that level of awareness? I think for me, you know, when I think about those times where I've asked myself the question, what else is possible? Or I've asked others that question, amazing things happen in that moment. But sometimes I think, don't you think, Dr. Friedman, that, you know, we don't think that we have any action to do. You know, we don't really stop and think, oh, wait a minute. If I have this now awareness, I could just kind of sit here. And I think that part of this is really me asking you to talk a little bit about, yeah, now I have the awareness. Then the next question really is, what is mine to do? How do I know what to do now?
Well, you know, I think in the first reaction is it's more an internal doing than an external doing. Because often at the choice point, you know, you are maybe feeling like, okay, now I'm going to spring into action and fix the situation, or, you know, I'm just going to basically do something wild to make it all go away. And it's not necessarily that what gives you power, because then you once again may just lose a lot of energy by doing something that's not necessarily that important. But when you go internally and just decide how you want to perceive it. You know, some people ask me, so if I'm gonna look at the situation all of a sudden in a positive way, just like you did, and saying, well, maybe the universe gives me an opportunity to get more of the subscription. Or, you know, maybe you, again, instead of being angry at the person that, did some irresponsible driving, you're just, you know, telling yourself, oh, this poor person is probably late at work and is totally afraid of, getting fired. So I have total compassion and bless him on his way. These are choices that you can make. And some people ask me, so who is to say which one is right? Who is to say if I'm making up stories about other people, or I'm telling myself, oh, that's how it is, that is really what's going to happen, or that's really the meaning of the situation? And my answer is always, that's the choice that we have, because we can choose what makes us feel better. There is no guarantee in life. Nobody's going to sign you and say, you know, if you're thinking positive, everything's going to be fine. Nothing bad's going to happen to you. No, that's not what's going to happen. But you're going to have a different experience in that moment, and that positive experience will ripple further down the road. And so the chances for you to make something positive out of it, because your expectations are open and you're looking for possibilities, are much, much greater than when you put already a stamp of disapproval on it and basically go into these old survival patterns.
So somebody said something to me that I thought was really interesting, and that was approve everything and reject nothing. And I thought, oh, boy, that's really deep. And I didn't understand it. It was said to me a couple of years ago. Accept everything and reject nothing. That's what they said to me. And I thought, there's something very powerful in that. And so I would try to disprove that. So what I would go back and do is I would say, wait a minute, I cannot accept the atrocities in the world. And what they were saying is, look, we're not asking for you to condone this, but can you accept that that is happening in the world? So how do we dance on the fence? That's what I want to talk with you about when we come back. How do we dance on that fence where the lines can get gray sometimes in our lives? It's kind of like you said, you know, what if you get an unexpected bill, but you realize, wow, maybe you don't have the funds to pay it? You know, how do we create this empowered self, this empowered life? And is it all rose-colored glasses? Let's take a short break. When we come back, that this is really the key to empowerment, isn't it? You know, it is. Pollyanna Patty here. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We're going to take a short break when we come back. Are you ready to say yes to living an empowered life? Dr. Friedemann Schaub, my very special guest today. When we come back, we'll tell you about how you can get a copy of his great book, how you can find out more about him. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
So my heart beat sound. We fell in love. As the leaves turn brown. And we could be together, baby.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedemann Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon. When I met you in the summer,
hey everybody, welcome back. Wow, my co-host today, Dr. Friedemann Chow. He is the host of Empowered Radio, Empowerment Radio. And he's joining me here today to talk about something that is so, so important. It's part four of a series, the Empowerment Series. You know, today we're tackling the conversation, which is a conversation that I think many of us have in our minds. You know, when we look at our lives and we think, you know, that empowerment stuff, you know, I've tried it on. Not sure if I could. I just don't do it very well. I don't exactly, you know, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I mean, just, you know, like maybe it's not me. Maybe I'm not an empowered one. And I think this is really what goes on in our mind. But what you're saying is you're saying we all have the capacity to be empowered. But, you know, before the break, I asked kind of a little tricky question, didn't I?
Yeah, it was a good one. I liked it.
So what are we really talking about here then? You know, when we're thinking about empowerment, when we're thinking about, you know, how we play things out in life.
Well, and that's why I liked your question, because it was about, you know, this acceptance.
Yep.
Accept everything.
Reject nothing.
And reject nothing. Mm-hmm. And I think this is, in general, a very empowering concept, because it really gets you out of this place of resistance, you know, where you're feeling, okay, I have to resist this bill and the boss and the traffic and the long line at Starbucks and so on, which all of it are enormous power drains. So just being in a mode of acceptance is a really good first step, because it gives you almost like a pause in your mind. If you are immediately saying, okay, I accept that, and now the next step needs to be, what am I going to do with that? Because acceptance is not just, you know, sitting in front of the TV, eating potato chips, watching CNN and becoming a fatalist. You have to actually also, if you want to really be empowered, to see acceptance as a starting point. And then saying, okay, do I have to accept this for the future as well? Or is there something I can do about it? You know, I accept my new boss. But do I have to stay in that work environment, or can I go out and look for something else?
Well,
I accept right now that my partner is not very nice to me, but do I have to accept this for the rest of our life, or can I actually initiate some couples counseling or get help myself? So that's the next step to empowerment, after acceptance gives you kind of a, you know, the pause to start with that.
You know, it's really interesting. I got a little short story that's kind of funny around this. And this is actually why I actually came up with that comment. You know, my stepmom passed away in early 90s. But I really got very close to her, you know, later on in my life and her life. Got very, very close. And so we would hang out together. I would go to bingo with her when I went to visit, right? We go to bingo.
Mm-hmm.
And she would introduce me as her daughter, right? But she wasn't my birth mother, right? But she and so I have to tell you, my stepmom married my dad when she was really super young. My dad was like 50, she was like 23 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So people would see us and they'd say, "Oh, you look just like your mom." And I would think to my, and I used to think to myself, "Okay, wait a minute. She's like not my mom, right?" So I'd go through this process. Right. Where at first I used to be like, now, here's the deal. I have brown hair and I have brown eyes. And I have to tell you, my mother was blonde, blue eyes. She used to be a model. And it's interesting. So people would say to me, you look just like your mother. I think what they were saying, and this is what I've come to know after all, what I started to realize that we had a lot of the same energies because she really did raise me, right? So I stopped resisting that. And we would laugh then. And I would say, oh, yeah. And I would joke about it. I'd say, oh, and I'm looking more like her every day. I would say to myself, I wish, right? But, you know, part of that is when I gave up the resistance of just that simple thing, Dr. Friedman, just that one thing, it was such a place of freedom for me. And how often do we hold on to just, not just the real important things, but the benign things, right?
Yeah, you know, and I think you turned it then around because you changed from acceptance into appreciation. You know, you appreciated her energy. You appreciated what she did for you. You appreciated now then your similarities. So appreciation is much more active than accepting. And that's where, you know, again, you got some movement into this relationship. You didn't just shrug your shoulders and accept it. You turned it even further, and you turn it into something that makes you feel good and, you know, have a warm place in your heart for her. And that's what we are talking about. You know, this is the conscious choice that leads to empowerment, and we can all find ways to do this. You know, if you're a parent, you all the time have to be the one who is accepting your children and then still guide them and motivate them and lead them to that what you feel like they're capable of or what you feel like they, you know, will benefit from. I mean, as a parent, you do exactly that, what you need to do with yourself. You know, your subconscious mind, which we talked about, is basically at the source of most survival and disempowering patterns, needs a trusted leader. It needs someone who takes the reins in the hands and says, you know what, this is the direction to go, and this is how we're going to choose to see this, and this is the action we're going to take. And it needs to come from a place where you're, again, not, like you said, resisting, but you're really having an attitude more of, I do this because it feels better. It feels more empowering. It feels more loving towards myself. It makes me feel more confident. Whatever those positive things are that you're feeling, your subconscious is going to notice that. And it's going to notice, oh, there is actually a new chef in town. There is actually someone who is now calling a new direction. We are not going into this well-out-treaded way. We are actually going into a new path. And that new path can only be found by a trusted leader, which is your conscious mind. And that's what I love about this, you know, this work with consciously engaging and collaborating with the subconscious mind. Because when you do that, you really find the gifts and the powers within you, and you will evolve into this empowered self.
You know, this is really something that for me, you know, that I've had to come to believe. Because if I don't come to believe that, you know, especially if we look at our lives and we look at some of the challenges that we've had in them, you know, those challenges now, as I look back, have become opportunities. And, you know, there are many of them that I'm going to talk about as I write them in the book. I mean, even something like a car accident that may have caused, you know, you enormous difficulty at some strange, in some strange way, turns out to be exactly what your body may have needed to heal. I mean, things like that. You know what I mean? And, you know, I think what I'm trying to ask you is, you work with people all over the world. I know you do. And what I'd like to talk with you about when we come back is, what are some of the things you've seen? You know, what are some of the things you've helped people with so that you can provide them with relief? Because I think I realized for myself in life, Dr. Friedman, that once I got to cut myself a break, as it's called, right? That's what you call it, you know, breakthrough. But once I cut myself a break in life and I tried a little bit on, it's kind of like you can't go back. And you want to figure it out. You want to repeat it. You want to be able to say, oh, how can I try that empowerment thing again now on this other situation? I'd like to talk with you about that when we come back, because that's what you do with people, isn't it? You help them take these tools and apply them in all areas of their lives, right?
Yeah, and, you know, in some ways these tools are basically shovels and, you know, spades that help you to dig deeper inside of the real gifts and resources that you have. They are not something that shape you and form you into a different being, but they are really bringing forth more that what, you know, is your real self and your real power. And that's, you know, like you just said, that's the beauty about it. When you have an experience of empowerment and you can just say, that felt right, that was me, and now let's do more of it. And knowing how to do more of it is already a wonderful thing to experience and to practice.
I love it. We're going to take a short break. But those of you out there, if you want to find out more about the Fear and Anxiety Solution, about Dr. Schaub, go ahead and go to the website, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. He's got his incredible book there. He's got CD series. He's got much more. Go ahead and check it out. If you want to schedule a session with him as well, we're going to make sure that you have that toll-free number to get that consultation, which is 866-903-6463. 866-903-6463. When we come back, Dr. Friedman's going to talk a little bit about the two different realities and what that means and how he sees this in helping the people that he helps all over the world. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Dr. Friedman Schaub's in the house. Yeah, the fear and anxiety solution. Why? Because we don't want any of you to live in fear and anxiety. It doesn't work. And I want to say, Dr. Friedman, they can go to the fear and anxiety solution.com. That's the website. Or they could go to cellularwisdom.com. But the most important thing I want to say to everybody about out there today is there's a toll-free number. If you want to, you know, get a 15-minute free consultation, go to 866-903-6463. You know, let's talk about these different realities, but also not just what they mean, but how do they show up in the people that call you and want to get some help?
Well, you know, I think often people call me, of course, because they are overwhelmed with their emotions. And this is often anxiety, insecurity. There is often also depression in the mix. And emotions are such a powerful energy inside of us that we really, most of us, when we don't really know what to do with it, either try to run away from it or stuff it away and not really know what actually to do with it. And on that road to empowerment, it's not only about our thoughts, it's also about our feelings that we need to really gain a better understanding for. So, you know, we just said that people are, you know, often finding themselves at that automatic default pattern where they just jump into that, what they have been doing for a long time, especially in situations that feel out of control. Now, that's the same also with the emotional reaction. And so what I'm helping people with is really to gain not only a deeper understanding of where does the fear and anxiety come from and what is actually the root cause of your fear and anxiety, but really also to overcome and heal those root causes. You know, I worked the other day with a client who basically was a perfectionist, a person who has been all his life trying to do the right thing and all his life trying to achieve more and have more success and get more accolades. But deep inside, no matter how much money he had made, no matter how much success he had, he still felt anxious. And the more he actually was reaching of his goals, the more anxiety he had of, what if it's going to stop one day? What if I'm going to lose something? What if it's not any longer working out? And so over the years, he accumulated so much fear inside that he became very obsessed, obsessed with controlling, obsessed with making sure that he always had the next goal he could reach and look forward to. And with all of this stress, he created also a lot of anxiety and anger inside. So his family certainly wasn't happy with him because as soon as they did something wrong, he was lashing out and trying to control them. So his life was externally perfect and internally falling apart.
Wow.
And just by being able to actually have him stop and open up and really tell his story, I could show him the map of the subconscious mind, how the subconscious mind was basically pursuing a path of survival mode since he had the feeling that in the eyes of his father, he was never good enough. And that feeling started at the age of 4 or 5, and it just continued to that day. His father is still very critical of him, no matter how much he is, reaching and how successful and revered he is in his community. His father is still his worst critic, because of his own issues that he has. But that outrunning of the pain and outrunning of the shame that his father was drilling inside of him, that basically made him continue in those survival patterns. And he couldn't really enjoy his life.
Yeah.
He had everything, but internally he had nothing. And by being able to work with the subconscious mind and shifting these patterns and shifting really the way he was seeing himself, no longer through the eyes of his father, but through his own eyes, and being really his own source, and not only understanding it intellectually, because he had read a lot of books and did a lot of self-help things, but it never sunk in. It never really reached the level of the subconscious. Well, after a few sessions, he got it. And now he is like the husband that his wife always wanted him to be. He is the patient and loving father that his children always were dreaming of. And he actually enjoys his work now. He enjoys what he has really basically put so much energy in for. He enjoys much more being himself. And the best thing is, he actually has compassion and understanding for his father. Where in the past, he was just basically resisting, rejecting his father, didn't want to visit him, didn't want to have him visit him. He now actually has much greater patience and understanding for him. And that's really where the healing happens. So he feels way more empowered because it's an empowerment from an inner sense of acceptance of self, appreciation of self, and compassion for others. And he certainly has turned his life around.
You know, what's really interesting about this is I had a conversation with someone yesterday, and I know we're going to be talking about this in some of the future weeks. But someone said to me, you know, expectations are really bad. You shouldn't expect anything. And I said, oh, my gosh. I said, I actually don't believe that. And we got into a little debate. And I finally realized, I said, so tell me what you mean about expectations. And so we were really saying the same thing, but using different words.
Mm-hmm.
I expect a lot. I expect a lot from myself. I expect a lot from life. And I expect a lot from the God that I understand. I really do. But what the difference is in the dividing line for us was that acceptance to him meant it was more than acceptance. It was attachment. See, I expect a lot of things, but I don't get attached to very much in terms of outcomes. You know what I mean? And so there's a fine line with what we're talking about here today. You know, and even when I say accept everything and reject nothing, right? There's an understanding of what that means in our own freedom. And,
you know,
and I think
I like
that's
that
what
very
you're talking
much.
About.
Yeah, and I think it's a really also a good reminder for your own journey of self-empowerment, because a lot of times we feel like, okay, when I'm self-empowered, that means I need to be always positive, I need to be always confident, I need to be always successful. You know, it's not that you get an internal turbocharge when you are self-empowered. It just means that you're going through life with much greater ease and with a sense of nothing is really bigger than your ability to maneuver through it, to handle it, to understand it, to learn from it. You know, these are the little choices.
Yeah.
You will not always be the winner when you're self-empowered, but you always will feel that you are close to yourself. You're not losing yourself in a loss. You're not giving up on yourself just because maybe somebody has given up on you. You become, when you're self-empowered, your closest and dearest friend. And and that's something where, you know, you're not so attached to the outcomes or the expectations because they don't define you.
Right.
Because what defines you is a much greater sense of who you are, of that self. And then you see, well, the journey of life is ever evolving and ever interesting. And my goal is actually just to learn more about it and learn more about myself.
I love it. Dr. Friedman, I love you. You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Love you too.
I've learned so much. I mean, and I'm so looking forward. What are we going to talk about in the next part of the Empowerment Series?
You know, I always dream about it, and then it's going to come. So don't worry about it. I'm sure we will know.
I never worry about you, and I love the surprise that always shows up as my friend, Dr. Friedman Schaub. Thank you so much for joining me here today. One last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Well, I just want to really remind everyone of this choice, that we have a choice to go out of the survival mode, out of the default pattern, and really just look at, like you said, what can I do with this? How can I see this in a way that is way more empowering for myself?
I love it. Dr. Friedman Schaub, go to the Fear and Anxiety Solution. Go to Cellular Wisdom. Thank you so much. And stay tuned for part 5 next month with Dr. Friedman Schaub. And I And Dr. Friedemann Chow's radio show, which I love, Empowerment Radio. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We've got another hour coming up for you. You're not going to want to miss it. This is kind of cool. From the land of Hawaii. We'll be right back. Clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.